For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This is also a reminder that Village Green has a fabulous sale going on right now. So make sure you drop by the shop on Cedar Lane. Make sure you take a look at their supplements. Now, the Village Green carries supplements that are superior from many manufacturers, and they also have their own pathway products. Now, Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use. It's called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database, and it's considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased, scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. So please take advantage of that. And also a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and you can tune in next week for Kevin's interview with Amber Lynn Vizzi on certification in quality supplements. Now, before we start with our guest today, who is Dr. Chris Moore, we're going to talk about news you can use. And since this is April, it's Autism Awareness Month. And in the last segment I did, we talked about autism. I just want to give a broad overview here so that we're all on the same page as we go forward with the conversation. Now, autism is a multi-systemic condition. In other words, it isn't just one thing. Autism is a mixture. It is a multifaceted condition, and it includes the consequences of environmental impact on gene variants and gene expression. Let me make that a little more simple. It is what you come into the world with and what you're exposed to. An environment is everything. It's lifestyle, diet, the water you drink, stresses, sleep, medicines. It includes everything that a person experiences. And many people carry a number of gene variants that can predispose them to autism. It doesn't mean they'll get it, but it weakens the camel. Gene variants can be the weakening of the camel, and the environmental impact are the straws on the camel's back. So it's both what we come into the world with and what happens to us. And these are the kinds of dysfunctions we see in autism. Poor barrier integrity, called leaky gut and also leaky brain. Inflammation, immune problems, problems with the digestive tract, metabolism and biochemistry problems, and neurological and endocrine problems. Now, these dysfunctions are what give the symptoms that we see in autism. So they result in the individual having impaired responses to their surroundings, stimuli, foods, food components, toxins, artificial additives, pesticides, medications, and drugs. So I'm trying to make clear that this is a multifaceted condition. Not every child with autism is identical to every other child with autism. Each child is unique within this global umbrella term called autism that I often like to call autisms. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics jumped on board about 5 years ago when they indicated that their pediatricians need to become knowledgeable in the complementary alternative treatments for autism, including dietary and nutritional interventions. So what do we look at when we look at autism? We have sophisticated testing now. We can now understand much more about the condition. We know that these are commonalities among those with autism. And again, not every child with autism has all of these. Magnesium and zinc functional deficits are the most common finding, along with deficits or deficiencies in omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D. Also, with regard to the B vitamins, especially those that are critical to methylation, that would be folates, such as the active forms, methylfolate, and B12, and the accompanying necessary B vitamins, B6, B2, B1, and also B3. So we don't look at any one solution to this multifaceted condition. We look at what is wrong. I call it tuning the engine. This is what we do with all of our patients. And for those of us in nutritional medicine, medical nutrition, what we do is tune that engine. What is deficient? What do we need to give the body and brain so that they work optimally? And what do we need to take away that interferes with optimum function? So there are other nutrients that are extremely important: selenium, iron, calcium, biotin, vitamin A, amino acids, especially carnitine, taurine, and glutathione. We see a lot of problems in ridding toxins among our autism community patients. This is what we see: the inability to rid toxins efficiently enough for that person's own disposal system and for their exposures. So this is something we certainly look at, and these can be tweaked. We have an interesting saying, a truthful saying, in the Autism Research Institute: autism is treatable, recovery is possible, and that's the good news. Now, diets make a difference. And why do diets make a difference? Children with autism can react uniquely to certain foods and the components in those foods. The most common diet is gluten-free, casein-free diet. And why is diet not enough to correct autism or to improve autism? Because there are underlying inborn acquired areas that we already talked about: toxin accumulation, medication sensitivities, and the fact that the children make poor choices based on their inability to taste the good tastes in many foods. This is a defect that is part of the sensory issues we see in autism. So again, there is a lot to talk about. Now, my co-author Pam Compart and I wrote a book, The Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook, and it's updated and revised. We call it The Ultimate Guide to the Gluten-Free, Casein-Free Diet. And it's simple to use. The first portion of it goes into details about the diet, why you need to do it, how do you know which of the many diets for autism are going to be appropriate for your individual child, your individual patient. And we also followed that with the ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. And we call this the cutting-edge biomedical approach to treating the underlying deficiencies and symptoms of ADHD and autism. Both of these are available on Amazon.com. Now, in this most recent book on the supplements, what we're trying to do is guide parents and professionals at the best way to start. And we have the first section is the quick start. What are the easiest supplements to take, the ones that will make the most difference and have the least side effects? What are they? How do you know your child may be deficient by symptoms, and how to do it? And a lot of people think you have to see a nutritionist before you can do anything with supplements. Supplement safety is huge because the body regulates nutrition. What it needs more of? Absorption increases and retention increases. And if you have enough of a nutrient and you take additional, what happens is the body absorbs less and retains less. It's called homeostasis. This is not the case with drugs. And that's why there are 160,000 to 190,000 deaths from medications, from prescription medications in a year. And that is very different from deaths from supplements, which are 0 to 10 per year. So the death rate with supplements is extraordinarily low. It gets close to being hit by an asteroid. Now, I wanted to also mention something that is relatively new. It's a website, and it's called the Autism Exchange. And it's designed to be a fast, user-friendly website that takes the frustration out of internet searches for autism information. That's the autismexchange.com. And this site has no particular preference. It includes information on a variety of issues. They talk about the different diets, what they are, how to do them, and a lot of links to other sites for more information. They talk about daily living issues, educational, the biomedical approaches, alternative therapies, and parent information. So the mission is to connect parents of children with autism and to give them the information, products that are available, services they need to support their child in the most optimum way without wasting valuable time searching the internet. It is really a comprehensive site. And the slogan is sharing info, saving time. And what we want with the Autism Exchange is to provide the capability for everybody to share information, which in turn helps parents of children with autism and practitioners to save time. The Autism Exchange is designed to put autism-related information at your fingertips. And as I mentioned, diets, education, all of the kinds of needs, the therapies, biomedical, parent information, and they have a segment on prevention, parental information on preventing autism. And that is something that I've been involved in, and I'm involved in both of these websites as a scientific advisor. And what I like about these websites and the Autism Exchange, it does not have an agenda. There is no book being pushed. There is no product being pushed. There are lots of books offered as informational, lots of products to look at. And the Neurological Health Foundation is another site, Neurological Health Foundation. And this foundation seeks to look at parents who want to have the best, most optimum outcome from conception and pregnancy in their child. So that's a lot of information in Autism Awareness Month. I just want to remind you, if you've tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with some interesting information on the 5 wellness issues that concern men the most. Stay with us, folks.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary. Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and Village Green has updated the favorite best shows on the website. Please check out your favorite subjects. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week, tune in for Kevin's interview with Amberlyn Vitzi on certification in quality supplements. Today's guest is Dr. Chris Moore, Master's in Nutrition and Ph.D. in Exercise Physiology. And our subject is the five wellness issues that concern men the most. A little background on Dr. Moore. He's a fitness nutrition expert and educator with an innovative, integrated approach to wellness, weight loss, nutrition, and exercise that is supported by years of experience in academics, research, and boots on the ground, practical field work. As the owner of More Results, he has been a consultant to a number of media outlets and corporations, including the Discovery Channel and the Cincinnati Bengals. He's also appeared on Montel Williams' show as a nutrition expert, is a regular nutrition guest on radio and TV outlets in Louisville, Kentucky, and has appeared on CBS, NBC, and ABC affiliates throughout the country. So welcome to the show, Chris Moore.
Oh, it is great to be here. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I know that you are a sports nutrition advisor for the Men's Fitness magazine as well and written a lot of articles. And today we're talking about the men, and I'm glad we are, because I do sometimes think that we leave the men out in some of our discussions. That this is great. So we're focusing on the men. So whether you're a male listening or whether you're a female who has men in your life, this is going to be important to you. So let's get started, Chris. Talk to us about those five important issues, wellness issues for men.
Yeah, absolutely. And such an important topic. Like you said, often men are left out, and I feel bad for that. We all need some love. So when we think about some wellness issues, you know, number one of the things that everyone who I work with always asks me is they tell me they need more energy. And that can come from a number of things. So, you know, as a dietitian, I often look to their diet. And there's a number of different components that we can certainly talk about with that. Certainly looking at that exercise, looking at sleep, there's so many pieces to the puzzle. We think about needing more energy, but really, there's really an energy crisis when we think about, you know, throughout the U.S., men, women, and otherwise, There is this energy crisis, and we need to figure out what can we do within our diet, what can we do within our own daily routines to improve our energy levels.
Well, that's important, and I know that you're going to tell us. I love the clinical pearls that that we have on this radio station, and I think our listeners like walking away from listening to our guests and being able to do something right then and there. Those are the best clinical pearls.
Yeah, and that's the goal. I always say I want to give solutions. I don't want to just give problems. So first and foremost, when we think about energy, let's think about, you know, let's look at our overall diet. And when I say diet, I mean the foods we're eating, not that I'm on a diet or off a diet. But first, are people, what types of foods, how are you fueling your body? Food is like gas for a car. Just like it's the fuel for your body. We need to think about, number one, how are you starting your day? Are you fueling your body with the right foods? Are you giving your body lean protein that we certainly need for energy? Are you giving your body some kind of quality fruit or vegetable that you certainly need for vitamins and minerals and so on? And then also, are you giving your body some healthy fats? That's an important piece to the puzzle as well. They're necessary for brain health. They're necessary for energy as well. So it's all about balance when we think about giving our body the right foods. Now, I mentioned lean proteins. I mentioned healthy fats. What does that mean in terms of foods? Well, you know, lean proteins can be anything from eggs to Greek yogurt to cottage cheese to, could even be things like, you know, smoked salmon is a great option because that also combines not just protein, but then healthy fats as well. So that kind of kills two birds with one stone. I don't think I have to explain what fruits and vegetables are. Although, that being said, only 11% of the population is eating enough of them these days. So maybe we do need to explain what they are. But it's all about that balance and then fueling your body right, I think, because a lot of people are confused on what to do with nutrition. So just getting something in your body when you wake up, I always actually say starting your body with some water when you first wake up, and then also getting some quality foods in there too.
I'm glad you emphasize that because it is something we talk about on the show quite a bit. And I like to say to people, the first food or drink of the day sets the glucose standard for the day. And you're emphasizing protein. And certainly that's fish, poultry, meat, eggs, beans, nuts, seeds, and the dairy products. But I like that you mentioned the ones that aren't glycemic. Greek yogurt, cottage cheese. Thank you.
and that's such an important piece to it. So, obviously you mentioned the term glucose. So glucose, it gets a very bad rap when you read a lot of things. However, glucose is necessary for brain health. Our fuel, our body, our brain is fueled by glucose, and our muscles are too. That being said, that doesn't mean you need to be eating pure glucose or eating, you know, drinking a soda to start your day. It's the combination of foods that we mentioned. You know, Greek yogurt certainly has a good amount of protein. Cottage cheese certainly has a good amount of protein. When you add some fruit in there, for example, and maybe some nuts, or like I said, like the smoked salmon with some vegetable or some with some eggs, makes a great combination to give you some of that glucose, that energy we need, but not push you past the tipping point where it's the, you know, quick burn, quick energy, then quick crash.
Right. So we want the glycemic control. We want it stable. The brain is very sensitive to the rises and the plummets of glucose.
Right. Absolutely.
And just emphasize what happens when that glucose goes too high, how the brain responds to that, and then the quick drop and the low drop.
Yeah, certainly. So basically, when we eat food, our glucose rises and then our body releases insulin and the glucose falls. Very natural process. Now, when you eat something or let's say drink something like soda, which is pure sugar, that glucose comes up very, very quickly and will give you a little burst, for lack of a better term, a little bit of energy, but then that energy won't sustain. It will just crash because there's nothing. One, it's pure sugar, but two, there's nothing within, in addition to that sugar, to keep that energy going. So what happens is your brain gets that flood of glucose, it gets that little bit of energy, but then there's nothing to sustain you. And unfortunately, what we see with people is then that becomes a vicious cycle. You have the energy pick me up, and then the crash. And when you have a crash, that's not so good when you're, let's say you're driving or you're at work or you're with family. And so then you turn to another quick energy source, very often something similar, high sugar items. So you get this almost like roller coaster ups and downs throughout the day of energy. But that's why it's so important to think about, how do we balance our nutrition? How do we balance our nutrients that we need throughout the day so we have that consistent energy, that controlled glucose? Again, glucose is certainly important, but we don't want it to rise and fall, have big peaks and valleys. We need that consistent, slow rises and falls versus high, like it's like rolling hills versus giant mountains. And that's when we combine lean proteins, as you had mentioned, a variety of them, certainly healthy fats, you know, some whole grains for sure, and then also vegetables and fruits.
So you give us the complete picture, and I always like to remind our listeners that dairy products and grains aren't mandatory, they're options. Grains are an option in carbohydrate, which is vegetable, fruit, nuts, beans, seeds, and of course the grains, and that milk products are not mandatory, they're an option for proteins. So I sort of always take exception with the usual pyramids, and even today the change to the plate, which is a better change, the plate paradigm. But humans have only consumed grains and milk products for 0.005% of human history. So I always like to emphasize that. That doesn't mean they don't get consumed. They're very important, but they are options within the three groups we need: protein, fat, and carbohydrate. And you covered that very nicely for us. Very nice.
Yeah, and I think that thank you. And I think it's an important conversation. I think what I always do when I talk to clients is, number one, I look at what they're currently eating, because while we could, you know, we all can talk about the quote unquote perfect diet. I've worked with people, you probably have as well, and one of the guys you mentioned earlier, I was a consultant for the Cincinnati Bengals for years. One of the athletes I used to work with used to go to a McDonald's at least 3 times a day, 7 days a week, no exaggeration whatsoever. And I bring that up because when I'm talking to people, I'm always thinking of what can we do, what's one step better than we're doing right now. So in that case, so, you know, you do the math, let's say he eats just 3 times a day, that's 21 times a week he's going to McDonald's. And his lunch there was always, it was 2 Big Macs, large fries, large soda. That was his standard. And I went to the first time I met with him, we connected. I said, let's go. I won't say his name, but I said, let's go to McDonald's. Let's see what you order. And he was going to order the 2 Big Macs. I said, you know what, let's do 1 Big Mac today. And I remember him looking at me and thinking, like, you just told me to order a Big Mac? I said, yeah, so I did. It's certainly not a great option, but you know what? It's a lot better than 2. And I bring that up because it's important to have people think about what are some small basic changes, right? Obviously, we know that the quality of a Big Mac isn't great. That being said, if I went in and told him, never go to McDonald's again, you're going to die instantly, and you should only eat grilled wild salmon and steamed broccoli from now on, he's not going to listen to me. So I bring that up, again, thinking about those small changes. Thinking about your own diet, what are some small changes that you can make to get to the goal? Ultimately, it would be great if he ate wild salmon and broccoli, and he ultimately did get there on some meals. But that being said, sometimes people get overwhelmed with the talk about these dietary changes and not sure where to even start.
I like that you emphasize this. And I don't think we do enough. I call it meeting the patient, meeting the client where they are. And that's
right.
What you're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so important, meeting them where they are. Because sometimes we come in and we overwhelm people with our recommendations, and they don't even know where to start. They're already confused enough when it comes to nutrition. Meet them where they are. We're almost meeting in the middle, right? So I, in this case, the example I gave, I said, yeah, you can have a Big Mac, but let's not have 2. And that alone is a 600 or so calorie change. That's a huge change in the right direction. Now, ultimately, we could certainly make the point that the quality is still not great, but that's a huge decrease in calories, which is what he needed, because this person in this particular case, he showed up for training camp for the NFL 70 pounds heavier than when they signed him. So it was a big weight loss situation or late weight loss case. And what he needed initially was a drop in calories, and this was the way to do it.
Yes, and that was the emphasis. I'm so glad you're bringing this up, and I just want to remind those listeners who have just tuned in with us that you're listening to Chris Moore on the five wellness issues that concern men the most. And a reminder that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Moore.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And we are here every Sunday morning, so tune in next week for Kevin's interview on certification in quality supplements. Very important topic. Today's guest is Dr. Chris Moore, Master's in Nutrition and PhD in Exercise Physiology. Our subject covers the five wellness issues that concern men the most. And as we were talking about energy as the number one and the importance of diet and glycemic control, do you have anything else to add to that category, Dr. Moore?
Not specifically with energy. I mean, that certainly plays a role in kind of an overarching theme for all the topics that I think are key for men, but nothing specific outside of what we already talked about.
Okay, and then what's the second one to talk about?
Well, I think an important piece that can't be discounted is a healthy sex life. And certainly, sex is on everyone's mind. And maintaining that healthy sex life is important for quality of life in general. And, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. But that being said, certainly this surprises a lot of people, but diet can play a big role. What we eat can play a big role in actually looking at testosterone levels. So we're talking about what men want. Certainly testosterone plays a role with sex. And more specifically than just eating right is actually looking at having the right types of fats in the diet. So here's an example that I think will resonate with a lot of people. A Harvard study found that eating oily fish, so things like salmon, anchovies, sardines, tuna, etc., more than three times a week was linked to a reduced risk of prostate cancer. Certainly can be triggered by testosterone, and aggressive prostate cancer occurred 44% less often in the men who ate large amounts of fish. Again, what do fish have? What do those oily fish have? Well, they have omega-3 fats, and that's really, really important. That's a really important piece to this overall puzzle when we think about health.
Well, that's fascinating, and I'm glad to hear it, because there were some articles based on some real faulty studies that omega-3 fatty acids increase prostate cancer risk. But I think you know, and I know, and those of us in the field know, that the cultures that consume the most omega-3s have the lowest prostate risk, prostate cancer
right.
risk, across the world. So when I read that article, I thought something's wrong with the study.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that confuses a lot of people. You know, you see one little study, or even more than the study, you see a little media snippet. And of course, you know, the media has to make everything as sexy as possible, for lack of a better term. And it's a sexy story to say, pour out your fish oil, it's causing prostate cancer. Well, when you actually look at the study, that's not even close to what it showed. So that being said, there's certainly plenty of safety data. And like you said, the countries with the highest intakes of omega-3s, like Japan and Greenland, actually have the lowest rates of prostate cancer. So obviously that wouldn't be the case if there was a correlation between the two, or a causation, I should say.
Right. I'm also remembering some very old information. We've always associated oysters as being associated with virility. And what's mm-hmm. interesting is the seafood, the highest in zinc is oysters. And zinc is critical for a healthy prostate. So
absolutely.
I do not know how cultures figured this out, but
right.
they did.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, my master's thesis was all on zinc, actually. So I talk a lot about oysters and their effect on, not just prostate health and overall health in general because of the zinc content. So like you said, I'm not sure how people discover this, but they do.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit more about what wellness factors are so important to men. Let's keep this conversation rolling.
For sure. Well, you know, another thing that people can't discount is a sharper mind. You know, as we age, well, everyone would love a sharper mind, but in particular, as we age, there's a ton competing for your attention every single day. Then as we age, we sometimes maybe get less involved with things. As a personal example, my dad when he was working, he was an FBI agent for 35 years. And they have mandatory retirement at pretty young age, 57. So he obviously retired, it's mandatory. And this is anecdotal, but you can notice very quickly how much he has changed mentally now that he's been retired for 12 years. Because he's not, there's no more purpose, essentially, in terms of his day-to-day routine. So on a younger generation, sometimes it's sensory overload, whether it's TV and phones and computers and iPads and everything going on. So little things like that can play a big difference. So the question is, what do we do about it? Well, of course, you're not going to be surprised to hear that food can actually feed your brain. Our tiny little brains take up 70% of our overall energy. That being said, we need to make sure they have the right fuels. And one of the fuels that's certainly important for brain health is omega-3 fats, the right types of fats, because our brains are very, very fatty tissues. And most of the fat within our brain is that omega-3 that we get from the oily fish, that we get from fish oil. So that's very, very important to make sure that we're fueling our body, our brains, with the right foods.
Well, we know, you and I talk about this, and we talk about it on the show a lot. The omega-3 fatty acids convert to hundreds of hormones and important mediators in the body, many still being discovered. And so it's no surprise that there's a crossover here in body and mind, mental function and brain structure and brain function. So I'm glad you're bringing that on. What else on a sharper mind do you have to offer?
Yeah, the other piece to it that's important, and this ties into the next component of what men are looking for, is exercise. There are data to show that exercise can actually build some of those connections within our brain. Regular exercise, and in fact, a study just was published just about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, looking at older individuals, they defined them, and they were the average age was mid-70s, but those who exercised regularly had a 10% better memory, and it was almost a 20% better, what they define as clarity and focus, versus those who didn't exercise at all. So exercise is crucial. Certainly it's crucial for maintaining muscle mass, building muscle mass, but when we think about brain health, it's absolutely imperative that we are active on a daily basis.
Excellent. Yeah, those studies are pretty obvious, and it just means getting moving. People don't have to be running marathons, which probably is not good for most people. You just have to be moving that blood around, and you do that by moving your body.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, a lot of times people think, I don't exercise at all. And, you know, I see all these, you know, on the media, on magazine covers, and I hear about all these people, you know, training for marathons. And if you want to, great, but you certainly don't have to train for, you don't have to be a marathon runner to be healthy at all, right? We need to think about different types of exercise. Walking is amazing. Swimming is amazing. Weightlifting is absolutely crucial. So it's a combination of everything. Yoga, Pilates, whatever it is, to be honest, the best exercise you can do is the one you stick with. And I think that's important because people ask me all the time, what is the best exercise? I heard it was swimming. Well, yeah, swimming is fantastic, but if you don't know how to swim, it's not a great recommendation. So we need to think about what types of exercise do you actually enjoy and what will you stick with? And that's actually, those are the best forms of exercise.
Well, this is so important that you're bringing this up, and the repetition that I'm hearing and I'm trying to drive home is that diet is critical here in each component. And I'm reminded that the major causes of death are cardiovascular disease and cancer. Everything else pales by the percentages and the numbers in those two large causes of death. And what causes those? Poor diet, sedentary lifestyle, and tobacco use. So,
yeah, it's not rocket science, right? It's not people. We often try to overthink this, but at the end of the day, it's very simple: nutrition changes, exercise, sleep, recovery, etc.
Yes, it is pretty basic, and it's what your grandmother told you to do.
Yep. Right. Our grandmas are pretty smart, weren't they?
Yes. Get a good night's sleep. Eat your food. Eat your breakfast. Pretty basic, and drink water. I mean, we're getting down to basics. But you know, the problem is people aren't doing it. It reminds me of a portrait. You don't put the final touches first. You do the background first. You get the basics down. And people have gotten away from it. It was Mickey Mantle that says you go back to the basics every week. Remind yourself.
Yeah. And that's all it is. It's the basics. People try to overthink it. And I think it's easy to overthink it because there's so much confusing information out there. You know, one day you see food is great. The next day you say that food is bad. I don't even know where, then with all that confusion, people don't even know where to start.
Yes.
So go back to basics. We know that fruits and vegetables are amazing for you. They're never going to be bad. And unfortunately, people know that. I said this statistic earlier, 11% of the population eats even just five fruits and vegetables a day. In other words, 89% are not. So that's the basic. Start there. Don't try to overthink it. Make sure you have lean protein with every single meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then also making sure we're including those healthy fats. We know what works. Let's not try to confuse and mix up that issue.
Yes, very important, very important. I think we've learned a lot. You've given us a lot of good information, and we're going to talk about this more in the final segment. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the day, and I want you to stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Chris Moore, who has been talking about the five wellness issues that concern men the most.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. This is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. They're having a fabulous sale right now. Please take advantage of it. And the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview on certification and quality supplements. Today's guest has been Dr. Chris Moore, master's in nutrition and a PhD in exercise physiology. We've been talking about the five wellness issues that concern men the most. We covered energy, and with that, diet and glucose stability. We talked about sexual health, and that involves a balanced diet. Once again, diet comes in there. And omega-3s, we talked about the importance of a sharp mind. Omega-3s come in there as well. And guess what? Balanced diet and good nutrition. And exercise. I think you want to wind up the piece on exercise and talk a little bit about that. And then we'll go to our final piece of information. So, Dr. Moore, let's carry the conversation on.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I think this piece is so important when we think about overall health. And that's, like you said, strength and fitness. So we touched on exercise as a whole. But boiling it down, getting a little bit more specific, we need to think about what type of exercise are you actually doing? So as I mentioned, and I can't stress this enough, the exercise you do and stick with is the best form of exercise that's out there. That being said, we want to make sure that a part of our exercise includes resistance training or lifting weights. Because while walking is great, running, swimming, etc., we need something that actually builds muscle mass. As we age, and this might sound disappointing to some, so I don't want to discourage anybody, but when I say as we age, when we turn the ripe old age of 30, we start to lose muscle. We can start to lose muscle mass. Well, 30 is not very old, certainly. But why that matters is if we can start to lose muscle mass that soon, what are we doing about it? And resistance training is the way. So lifting weights is the way to do that. I always say to people, I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to lift weights that challenge your body, that are heavy. You're not going to build muscle, too much muscle, like a lot of people get concerned with. It's very hard to build a lot of muscle. Try as hard as you can, though, because as we age, if we lose muscle mass, we can also lose bone mass. And there's a lot of negative concerns with both of those. So making sure you're doing resistance training, lifting weight, or otherwise known as lifting weights, as part of your exercise is key.
Yes, and again, I'm thinking of the importance of diet. Those muscles have to have the B vitamins, magnesium, calcium, the good amino acids, zinc, good minerals in order to function. So if we're exercising a muscle, but that muscle isn't getting the nutrients it needs, then we don't get as much of a benefit from the exercise.
Right, certainly. I compare them to like riding a bicycle. There's two wheels on a bike. Exercise is one wheel, nutrition is the other. So they go hand in hand. When you're exercising, you need the right fuels. Those minerals you mentioned, many others, the vitamins, the macronutrients like protein and healthy fats and carbohydrates, all important for muscle growth, maintaining muscle, etc.
Yes. Years ago, there was an advocate who was really a physician who promoted and encouraged the running. And he would state that there's no need for additional nutrition in your body to run any length of time or to run a marathon. And I thought, that's crazy. You wouldn't tell people you need the same amount of gas in your car to do your daily work as you do to go across the country. And
right.
I was appalled at it. But to his benefit, or to his credit, he eventually wrote a book called The Antioxidant Revolution. And he was a good friend of Jim Fix, who died with vessels that looked like somebody who was 80 years old. And he was an elite runner. And the doctor said, my advice killed not just my best friend, but many people who took it. And I was wrong. And what you're saying here, what we're emphasizing, is it's the quality of the diet and the quality of the supplements that support good exercise and the benefits from it.
Right. And that's what's important. It's that quality. It's not just, I mean, we all eat, obviously. Everyone eats. But what are we eating? What are we fueling our body with? That's what's important. You know, the variety is key. The vegetables, the fruit, the foods we talked about, certainly those healthy fats. I keep mentioning that, but I can't stress that one enough, because these are what's called essential. And essential means we need to get them from the diet because our bodies don't make them. So there's so many pieces to this puzzle. Again, not to overwhelm, but let's think about those basics to make sure we are fueling our bodies and getting what we need.
Absolutely. And when we're talking about protein, you emphasize the lean proteins, and we brought in the seafood. So seafood, poultry, meat, eggs back on the table, according to the government. I never took them off the table. So I've had that recommendation going in my career for over 40 years. And the higher protein or protein dense foods such as Greek yogurt, which you mentioned, and cottage cheese, and getting the vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, and seeds are good proteins, and whole grains. We try to discourage too much of the starch and the breads and the pastas. If you take those and mix them in with the proteins and higher fiber foods, they're not as detrimental to the blood sugar. So that's my take on the diet overview. Been helpful.
Pretty straightforward.
And what's the last piece of information we want to talk about?
Yeah, certainly. And this is one that would certainly benefit everybody, and that is healthy relationships. Everyone wants a healthy relationship, and that doesn't just mean with a spouse. It's with friends, with kids, with colleagues. Everyone wants to be happy, right? And everyone wants those healthier relationships. Again, whether that's a spouse, kids, the rest of just your social network in general. The reason that's important, because at the end of the day, when you have those healthy relationships, that ultimately makes everything better. Interestingly, even a lot of what we talked about already, one of the things we touched on earlier in an earlier segment was a sharper mind. Well, there's a lot of data that suggests relationships, again, meaning any kind of relationship, social network relationships, plays a huge role in the mind and strengthening your mind. And there's actually some great data. There's populations around the world that have lived over 100 centenarians, and there's pockets throughout the world. And there's some in Italy, and there's some in Japan, there's some in California. And some researchers have started studying these groups because, wow, what are they doing that's allowing them to live to such a great older age and healthy? And one of the pieces to the puzzle continues to be the overall connections, the relationships. Yes, all the other things are important, but that's one of the ones that they keep coming back to, is these people have strong social networks.
Well, I call it the happiness factor, too, that healthy relationships build happiness. And I also call them breathtaking moments. So I appreciate so much all of the good information that you have given us. And I want to thank you for being on the show, Dr. Moore, and I hope you'll come back.
Right. Well, thank you. I'd love to. It'd be great to chat again.
Yes. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This is a reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And you learned a lot today about that. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.